This is the CRI News, and I'm Peter Smith. The Chinese government has issued a white paper on the Diaoyu Islands Tuesday. Entitled Diaoyu Dao, an inherent territory of China, it was released by the State Council Information Office. It says the islands are China's inherent territory in all historical, geographical and legal terms, and China enjoys indisputable sovereignty over the islands. China's first aircraft carrier has been commissioned to the People's Liberation Army, or the PLA Navy. Overseen by President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao, the carrier was officially handed over by the Navy's main contractor, the China Shipbuilding Industry Corporation, at a ceremony held at a naval base in northeast China's city of Dalian. The carrier, formerly known as the Soviet warship Varyag, was renamed Liaonin after years of refitting, as well as a year-long sea trial. The ceremony makes China the 10th country in the world and the last among the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council to have an aircraft carrier in active service. The People's Liberation Army says that after being commissioned, Liaonin will continue to serve for scientific research purposes as well as military training. China announced its aircraft carrier program in July last year when the carrier was berthed in Dalian for refitting. Dalian is located on the south coast of Liaonin province. The death toll has climbed to 20 after two carriages carrying mine workers back to ground crashed earlier today in a pit in northwest China's Gansu province. A steel cable pulling a locomotive carrying 34 miners in two carriages snapped in the pit in Baiyin City. The two carriages slipped and overturned, sending all the workers aboard down into the pit. The rescuers have retrieved all of the miners. Most of the 14 survivors are in hospital with injuries. Company sources said that the cable that snapped was replaced recently, but an initial investigation suggested that the carriages were overloaded. The Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi has met with the UN Arab League Special Envoy for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, in New York. Yang Jiechi says political dialogue is the only correct way to settle the Syrian crisis. For his part, Brahimi told the Chinese Foreign Minister that the situation in Syria is grave. The former Algerian Foreign Minister and UN diplomat also urged the international community to help to promote a political solution in Syria. Pakistan's top court has given the government one day to redraft a letter to be sent to the Swiss authorities for reopening graft cases against President Asif Ali Zardari. The judgment raised certain objections concerning the letter and sought clarification from the law minister, Farouk H. Naid, who had submitted a draft of the letter before a five-member bench of the Supreme Court. Prime Minister Rajab Pervez Ashraf last week told the court that his government had decided to withdraw a letter previously sent to the Swiss authorities for closing graft cases against President Zardari. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has received an unexpectedly light sentence for his role in a corruption case that forced him from office. A Jerusalem court ordered Olmert to pay a fine of $18,000 and ordered him to serve a one-year suspended sentence. He was not given any further jail time or community service. By avoiding stiffer penalties, Olmert is now eligible to run for parliament, but he remains barred from serving in a cabinet post while he faces another corruption trial. Olmert was forced out of office nearly 4 years ago under a cloud of scandal. The Supreme People's Assembly of North Korea has approved a 12-year compulsory education plan. The universal 12-year compulsory education will be free of charge for all children aged 5 to 17. It will consist of 1 year of preschool education, 5 years of primary schooling, 3 years of junior middle schooling and 3 years of senior middle schooling. The Supreme People's Assembly is the supreme legislative body of North Korea. At least one person has been killed and 13 others injured in a stampede triggered by overcrowding at a temple in Kanpur, northern India. The incident occurred when people gathered to celebrate the Burwa Mangal festival at the Manmohan temple in Panki. Other eyewitnesses complained of poor crowd control arrangements. The injured are being treated in hospital. The Mexican Navy has announced the detention of 35 police officers in eastern Mexico for allegedly being involved with the Zetas drug cartel. All of the detained were police officers in the state of Veracruz. Veracruz has long suffered drug-related violence. It also witnessed the killing of 35 people last September. The Zetas, a gang formed in the 1990s by deserters of special military forces, is seen as one of the most powerful drug trafficking groups in Mexico. That's the CRI News, and I'm Peter Smith.